Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Wellness Coach on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Edie Summers, and I wanted to ask you a question. Are you feeling exhausted or burned out? We've been through some really stressful times, and, you know, I developed chronic fatigue in my early 20s, and I actually wrote a book about it. It's called The Memory of Health, and you can read it for free on Amazon, Kindle, and KDP Unlimited now. So I know that so many of us are feeling so exhausted and burned out and stressed and maybe not sleeping well. Maybe you're experiencing a lot of these issues. The holidays are coming up, but even year round, you know, I kind of feel like we've entered a new age here where, you know, ever since COVID-19 started, you know, for me and for a lot of us, we were actually dealing with a lot of these issues before COVID-19 even started, dealing with exhaustion, feeling lonely because we were isolated, because we weren't feeling well, a lot of things that a lot of us are experiencing now. And, you know, these are really, really stressful times. However, there's a lot that you can do to help yourself to feel better, a lot of really practical tools in terms of improving energy, improving sleep quality. There's so much that you can do. And I wrote an entire book on the subject. It's called The Memory of Health. And it took me 10 years to write, and I really dive deep into not only causes of chronic fatigue, and there are many, many different reasons that people might have chronic fatigue. Some of them are related to having CFS, what's known as chronic fatigue syndrome, but now a lot of people that are COVID long haulers have chronic fatigue as well, and also brain fog. That's also a symptom that you'll see with chronic fatigue syndrome. But other people are also developing chronic fatigue from just feeling so stressed out all the time or working so much or just having so many stressors pulling you in so many different directions and not having enough downtime, not having enough ways and not enough skills potentially to know how to sort of help ourselves to feel better along the way. And so much of it has to do with really helping your body kind of slow down and take it easy when you can. And I know that that is easier said than done, especially in the times that we're living in, but it's imperative. And there is a way to carve out time to take care of yourself. You have to make it a priority just like you would anything else. I mean, even just like brushing your teeth, for instance. So again, I wrote a whole book on the subject. It's called The Memory of Health, and you can read it for free on, if you're a part of Kindle Unlimited on Amazon. So you can get the whole PDF, or the whole, it's considered an ebook on Amazon. It even has clickable links. I've got tons, like hundreds of research links on there for different theories of chronic fatigue and also different ways that you can address how to improve energy levels. Now, it's going to be different for everybody, and I don't want to, you know, I'm not here to diagnose you or treat you or prescribe to you or tell you what's going to work for you, but I do share what works for me, and I share a ton of research. The book is extremely comprehensive. Now, if you're feeling exhausted or burned out or even sick, I completely understand why you may not want to read a book. I completely get that. So what I do is, and toward the very beginning of the book, I write out just on a couple pages sort of the highlights, the things that I discovered that I think are maybe the most relevant. So you could even read just that part. There's a really extensive table of contents as well that really dives deep into different subjects. And of course, those will link to the page numbers. So, you know, I go into, I would say, very close to 100 different theories of chronic fatigue. Maybe not quite that much, but it's very, very close. And then I get into a lot of self-care tips that you can do, and also really addressing issues like mindfulness. How can you use mindfulness to improve your well-being? It's really, really powerful. And mindfulness has Buddhist roots, but it has a lot of practical uses in this modern age. And I find it really, really useful for working with chronic fatigue and also to improve your energy levels. So I encourage you to check out the book. You can read it for free on Kindle Unlimited on Amazon. Yeah, it's Kindle Unlimited, KDP. So if you sign up for Kindle Unlimited, you can, you know, read a ton of books on there for free every month. So it's a really great deal. And a way to find it easily, if you're feeling a little unclear about how to find my book, what you can do is I'm going to give you a bit link. This is also on the show page. If you're looking at this show page, some of you might be listening to this podcast on other sources, say Apple or, you know, there are so many different ways to listen to podcasts these days. But if you happen to be on the show page, you can just click on the link, but I'm going to read it to you as well. This is just a one-page link that I set up that is an easy way to get to the book on Amazon Unlimited. I'm sorry, on Kindle Unlimited. So you just want to type in these short words or these short letters if you're not on the show page. It's bit.ly/, and then you want to write in capitals MOH, and then in small and lowercase letters BOOK. So again, that whole thing is bit.ly/, all in caps, MOH, and then in lowercase letters, BOOK. That will take you to a one-page website. And at the very top there on the right, you'll see a way that you can click on a link that will take you to Kindle Unlimited, where you can read the book for free. So yeah, there's so much. And I have a bunch of other podcasts that I've done. I've interviewed people, and I'm going to continue to do that. And I think I'm actually what I'm going to do until I can make my own audiobook version of my book, which I plan to do. But in the meantime, I think what I'm going to do is read some of the excerpts from the book. So actually, you know what? Let me do a little bit of that for you right now. You can get a taste of what it's like. Again, this book is called The Memory of Health, and it took me 10 years to write this. So, you know, part of the reason it took me 10 years is because, you know, I wasn't feeling well for part of that time. And, you know, I was slow to accomplish things, but it doesn't mean that I still didn't have that drive to, you know, want to give back. And I think we all have that regardless of how we're feeling. And, you know, it's really important to never give up on yourself and to really believe in, you know, all of your capabilities, regardless of how you're feeling. And also hopefully, you know, I do hope that your energy levels will improve. My whole book is dedicated to not only talking about chronic fatigue, but also talking about how to improve your energy levels. So I'm going to read to you, let's see, there's one part. Actually, you know what? I'm going to read to you from the very first part. So again, I was talking about in the very beginning of the book, I talk about some of the major topics that may be of importance. So number one is childhood stress and chronic illness. Another important matter that I address in the book is white matter, microglia, and chronic inflammation. Another topic is dysregulation of the HPA axis. Another topic I address is microbes, DNA, and your health. I also talk about feedback loops of energy in the body. I also address neuroplasticity, epigenetics, and resilience. Your body is incredibly resilient, and this is really one of the key things to understand is that when you start to practice more self-care, your body becomes more resilient. And so even if your body, you know, never goes back to the way it used to feel, you might start to achieve a new normal, and you might start to feel a new normal. And, you know, sometimes it can be hard to let go of how our bodies used to be and how we used to feel. But the truth is life is always changing. And, you know, it's really frustrating when we don't feel how we used to feel. And, you know, we might be struggling with whether it's chronic fatigue or brain fog or other challenges. You know, I address a lot in the book, other chronic conditions as well. Because again, there are a lot of different reasons that people develop chronic fatigue. You could have multiple sclerosis. You might have RA. rheumatoid arthritis, you might have lupus, or again, you might have suffered from COVID, or maybe it's just from extreme burnout. Did you know that you can also burn out just from being chronically ill? So resilience is a topic I address a lot in the book. There's a way that we can, even if we've been through trauma, whether it's trauma due to chronic illness or trauma, you know, at this point in the world, we've all been through trauma in one way or the other. And it's really about how you can learn to bounce back. So resilience is a topic that I really address a lot in the book, even something known as traumatic resilience. Another few topics I talk about are dynamic balance, rest, eustress, and well-being. I also talk about becoming a conscious consumer. You know, that's something that's been really near and dear to me. And that's actually what I discovered, you know, after I developed health issues and chronic fatigue in my early 20s, I met with a naturopath, and then he recommended that I try Arnica and some other natural remedies. And I had already been seeing a physical therapist, and I was taking about 6 to 8 ibuprofen a day. It's a really long story, but you can read it in my book. But I had had a ski accident, and I had hurt my knee, and I'd had surgery. And after surgery is when my body changed. That's when I developed chronic fatigue. So we can all have different reasons why we might develop health issues, including chronic fatigue or maybe other chronic health challenges. But it's, you know, for me, I started noticing not only was I feeling exhausted and sleeping all the time and just not feeling like myself, but I noticed that I was having a reaction to the ibuprofen that I was taking, and I was trying to get this scar tissue down in my knee from surgery, and I hit a wall with it. And so I started looking for answers. And that's what a lot of people do. That's how a lot of people start finding answers, is by seeking them. And did you know that a lot of people that become conscious consumers are people that have had health challenges? That's what happened to me, and that's what happens to a lot of people. So this naturopath sent me to a natural food store to find the Arnica and these other supplements he was suggesting, and that was my first time in a natural food store. And I started to feel better, and I got a job at that store because I was so intrigued by what had helped me. Because it was very, very specific what helped me. And I addressed that in the book. And I worked there for years. And in the process, I started meeting other people. I met all sorts of people coming in who had all these different types of health challenges, whether they were exhausted because they were, you know, maybe in a court case and they couldn't sleep and they were looking for sleep aids, or maybe they had cancer. You know, there were all different reasons that people came into the natural health food store. But becoming a conscious consumer was a big deal when I was younger, and I think it's becoming a big deal again. And you know, and that's a time for a different topic, but I do address that in the book, and that's a really important cause to me. And you know, we are starting to live in times where becoming a conscious consumer is really important again. Another topic I address is the cell danger response. That's on page 196 in my book, and that's a more of a new emerging theory about what might be behind chronic fatigue. I think it's a very intriguing one, and I recommend checking that out because I think there's a lot of merit to it. So I'm just on page 5 here in my book, and I'm just going over the introduction, and I just go over, it's just a couple pages long, and I really try to sum up some of the things that helped me, like diet and supplements, becoming a conscious consumer, yoga. Now, in the community that I run on Facebook, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, yoga, I've heard that a million times, you know, it doesn't help me. Well, you know, yoga is a big topic, and there are a lot of different subtle ways that you can do it, even restorative yoga that is can help your body relax more. And even improve what's known as vagal tone. It's very, very powerful. You could even just work on your breathing, you know, if you don't feel like moving, and that can help you feel better as well. So yoga doesn't have to be physical movement, and it can also just be deep breathing. Some of the other things that I address in these few short pages that kind of sum up some of the things that help me, again, in case you don't have or not able to read the whole book at this time, personal connections. sort of working on your stress and working on your microbiome. The brain, I mentioned microglia. Microglia are immune cells in your brain that potentially, you know, we're starting to realize that maybe some of the brain fog is tied to, you know, when the microglia are more in an inflammatory state. And, you know, I really want to emphasize that, you know, I'm a patient, I'm a wellness advocate, I'm a researcher, I'm a writer. I don't claim to be a doctor. I don't claim, you know, I'm not here to diagnose you or prescribe to you or treat you, but I just want to share what I've learned along the way, and hopefully some of it will help you. Another big one that I've learned is really important besides creating resilience is learning about the relaxation response. This is the opposite of the stress response, and learning to cultivate the relaxation response in your body can make a huge, huge difference. This is very much tied to resilience you know, sort of when we allow changes in our lives and also allow them to be a source of growth and healing instead of what depletes us, that's when we can change and grow and become more resilient. So, you know, there's so much that you can do to help your energy. And I really hope this podcast has helped you. And at the same time, I encourage you to check out my book. You know, you can get it as a physical copy. I actually it's available with a color interior, so it's really beautiful. You can get it as a physical copy with a color interior on lulu.com. Just go to lulu.com and then type in the Memory of Health. And again, you can read it for free online as an ebook if you're part of Kindle Unlimited. So I'll be right back. I'm going to play just a little bit of music here, and then I'll give you that link again. I'll be right back. You're listening to The Wellness Coach on Blog Talk Radio. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. And again, my name is Edie Summers, and I wrote a book. It's called The Memory of Health. And of course, I also run this podcast. You know, I've done so many amazing interviews with people, and I'm going to continue to do that. And like I mentioned, I actually might read from my book a little bit. I do plan to make an audiobook of it. And I'm also actually, you know, I'll probably make the audiobook, but if you're interested and if you're a voiceover artist and you want to take on it's a challenging project, but also probably very rewarding. Maybe if you're, you know, really into health and, you know, maybe we can chat about you also potentially doing my audiobook. But otherwise, I'll probably read some of it here on Blog Talk Radio. And again, I know that some of you are listening on other podcast sources and stations. Thank you so much for being here. And, you know, I really love interviewing people on different topics. A lot of it is related to health and wellness and energy and chronic fatigue, but I've also dived into other topics that, you know, for me, wellness means so many things. It's really sort of kind of bringing everything together, and you can have wellness in your physical health, you know, and also creating that mind-body connection, which is another huge topic that I really address in The Memory of Health. There's also financial wellness, you know, there's sort of making sure that you create those positive connections in your life that can be really, really helpful in improving your well-being. And so there are so many different ways that you can improve your well-being, and I'm really dedicated to helping you improve your well-being. And so one of the ways I've done that is by writing this book. It's called The Memory of Health, A Journey to Well-Being. And again, you can find it in the physical form. It is on Amazon in the physical form. If you want it in color, you can find that on lulu.com. Just go to lulu.com and type in The Memory of Health, and you can get a gorgeous copy with interior color. I've got a lot of pictures and graphs in it, and like I said, tons of research. If you want to read the ebook, you can actually read that for free if you're part of Kindle Unlimited. And it has all the clickable links in it. So if you're interested in the resources or the research, even the bibliography, it's all on there and all the links are clickable. So, you know, I designed this book to be, it's part memoir, but it's also a resource and guide to well-being. And of course, I dive deep into causes of chronic fatigue, different theories and causes, potential causes, and also a lot of different tips and theories about how to improve your energy and also well-being. So whether you have, whether you're exhausted or burned out, or maybe you have chronic fatigue syndrome, or maybe you have another chronic condition that has chronic fatigue as one of its symptoms, or maybe you just have a chronic illness and you're just looking for ways to improve your resilience, I recommend this book because it's a deep dive into how to improve energy and also your well-being and your health resilience. So if you want to read it for free as part of Amazon, as part of Kindle Unlimited, which is on Amazon, the easiest way to get to it, again, if you're looking at the show page, you can just click on the link that's on the show page. Otherwise, type in this very simple address. These are lowercase unless I emphasize that they're uppercase. B-I-T, which are lowercase, bit.ly/, and then in uppercase, M-O-H, and then back to lowercase, B-O-O-K. If you type in that address, again, bit.ly, all in uppercase, M-O-H, back to lowercase, B-O-O-K, that will take you to a one page I kind of talk about the book a little bit more, and there are lots of reviews on there, and you can find out more about, you know, kind of a general idea of what the book is about. And toward the top of the page on the right, there's a link that you can click on. It says something like, read this book for free here, something along those lines. If you click on that link, that will take you to Kindle Unlimited, where the book is, the ebook is on Kindle Unlimited, and you can read it for free on there if you're part of it, if you're part of Kindle Unlimited. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and I'll be back with some more new episodes. I've got a bunch of podcasts that I had taken down. I'm going to put them back up, and I've just interviewed so many amazing people and even musicians like who've, you know, created really incredible music to help you de-stress and, you know, and feel better and or feel more inspired. I also really love empowering people to improve their financial well-being. So I've interviewed a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs and, you know, people that are really helping people not only improve their physical health, but also their, whether it's spiritual health or emotional health or financial health. So, you know, I hope you come back and check out more episodes. We have some really fantastic interviews on here, and there's more to come. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really great rest of your day and year. I'll talk to you soon. Take care, everyone, and I hope that you have a really great rest of your day wherever you are in this beautiful world of ours. Bye-bye for now.